it's already illegal for people to drive under the influence of cannabis or any other controlled substance. It's a subjective test, and it has to do with the actual level of impairment. Things like field sobriety tests, there can also be toxicological screening that can be used as a part of that analysis. It has to do with whether or not someone appears to be impaired. What are the objective signs and symptoms? Are there red, watery eyes? Is there an odor of burnt marijuana? Is there anything about the physicality of someone moving through the field sobriety test that indicates impairment? Most importantly, is there bad driving? That is really the threshold issue. If somebody is not driving in a way that endangers others, then there's not a crime.